common fund, health fund, get funds. It's been arrears for 9 months, and that is unprecedented. And the president was once a member of parliament. So if it continues, the authority and the influence of members of parliament is being undermined. It was appealing that they will work on that. Even though it's unofficial, we are hearing leadership is working on to ensure early release of these 33 payments. But I can assure you, if by the close of Wednesday we don't see anything, some of us will want to advise ourselves. It's uncalled for, and it's putting undue pressure on us.
I've not been paid a damn, not even one Ghana cedi, since I became a member of parliament. We are at the end of the third quarter, we are entering the fourth quarter, and no single one Ghana cedi have been paid to any member of parliament. It doesn't help me my parliamentary work at the constituency level and even here, because these are statutory funds that is going to be used to help students who are chasing out for school fees, social interventions, small things that we'll do at the constituency level. So we are calling on government as a matter of agency, because it's even illegal for them to hold taxes that they have collected, because they are supposed to take those statutory funds from the tax that they have collected.
Well, I think this is a challenge to all the MPs. We are all singing the same song, because it's an unfortunate situation that for the past almost 8 months, there was no common fund, there was no national health insurance fund. So it's not easy for us. It's not easy. You see, you go here, they say there's no money. You go here, they say there's no money. So I think it's a challenge. Fine, we are part of the government, but I think the government must find ways and means to empower MPs, because it's not easy for us. That is our long back, and indeed, we also need to take advantage of it, at least just try to settle some of the promises we made to our people.